President Obama proposed an $8 billion cut in payments to the crop insurance companies over the next 10 years, but the Risk Management Association has since released a second proposal that would reduce the cuts to $6.9 billion. Both the crop insurance industry and congressional farm leaders said Monday they are concerned about the size of the proposed cuts, but none backed the farm group's proposal that negotiations be stopped. A spokesman for Tom Vilsack, Secretary of Agriculture, said that the Obama administration is still willing to work with Congress on the budget challenges that might arise in creating the 2012 Farm Bill because of that potential budget savings from the contract with the crop insurance companies. Meantime, farmers are also watching statements by Representative Colin Peterson, chairman of the House Ag Committee. He told a Minnesota radio station that he wanted to make the Farm Bill more efficient. Peterson said he would try to reduce direct government payments to farmers and use that money to create a better safety net. He noted, in my opinion, that money should be used to support the average middle-sized commercial farmer because they are the people that produce most of our food, and I think that's the part of the system we really want to protect. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.